Welcome back to Dwayne's World. Thanks to On Deck Business Loans, funding possible the same business day. Thanks to all of you who sent through text on the 40 Weeks Temper Text, 0433 98 11 16. A great night's sleep, night after night after night. That is the difference. The difference is Temper, T-E-M-P-U-R. Always great to talk some State of Origin. Huge tonight. State of Origin decider with Queensland hosting New South Wales at Suncorp Stadium. You can catch all the action across the SEN network from 7 p.m. And Tim Manor, SEN NRL commentator and part of the call team for tonight's State of Origin at Suncorp, has been good enough to join us thanks to Work Locker, Karen Downs and Pakenham. Welcome to you, Tim. Great to have you on.
Nah, thanks, man. Thanks for having me. It's like Christmas this time of year, so I can't wait. Can't wait for tonight.
So this is the biggest night of the year in some respects for many people.
It should be, mate. It's a big occasion. It's one of Australia's premier sporting events. So to have the script written as it has been, you know, the game one going on way, game two another, and go back to Suncorp for the decider, it's a perfect opportunity to put on a really big show.
So the foundation's been set, and it was obviously the exact, doesn't matter who you barrack for, probably New South Wales or Queensland, you're probably both sides of the argument want a decider like this anyway, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. And it's actually good because I feel that usually the New South Wales, you go up to Queensland for a decider and your hopes aren't that high, but it's a different feeling. I haven't been as confident going over there for a long time at this time of year. So, you know, there's a lot of optimism in the air from down south, and we really can't wait for tonight.
So it doesn't happen that often, New South Wales winning an Origin decider in Queensland.
I think it was twice in the last 19 years or something like that. It hasn't happened much, but yeah, there's a team that can do it. You know, they broke a record for that first half game too, so they've definitely showed that they're capable of making records, and I don't think the past or the history of what that decider looks like up there is going to affect them too much or play on their mind.
So what do both teams take out of their wins heading into this? The first win was obviously a while ago, whereas the last win was kind of the statement piece, and yet this is in Queensland, so it gives the feel that Queensland, it's almost theirs to lose?
Well, yes and no. Yeah, I look at it the opposite. I look at game one where you can't really get a feel because you know, you lost the playoff for 7 minutes, and it's hard to judge anything based on that. While Queensland were good that game, you know, I think it's hard to get a fair read on how the Blues would have went. Game two, the Blues obviously made a statement. And then, so game three, I understand why Queensland would be feeling confident but going back to Suncorp. But I'm pretty optimistic that the Blues should be going there with a lot of belief. And I think they've been the better team out of the two of this series so far.
And what does it mean for the two coaches, Billy Slater, Michael Maguire? So different guys, different approaches to the way they've come into the game as well and taking these roles?
Yeah, so like, Madge obviously, you know, For all his knockers, he actually has an amazing record. You look at from the very start, the way he went to Wigan and went over there, came back to South Sydney, broke the drought with them. And as recent as only a few months ago, beating Australia in the final 30-0 with the Kiwis is, yeah, it's a huge achievement what he's done. But what I think his best achievement is going to be this Origin side. The way he has embraced all the old players and got everyone, all the stakeholders of New South Wales together, brought them all on the same page. He's created something really special in a very short amount of time. So he's got a lot of people cheering him on and wishing him the best. And, you know, Billy's obviously a superstar as a player, and I think he's even more of a superstar as a coach. But I really like what Madge has done and his ability just to get everyone like singing out of the same book is pretty special.
And the craziness in the streets in the lead-up, I'm sure there's a lot of post-game frivolities as well. The whole night is it's an epic kind of night outside of what's happening on the field.
Yeah, exactly right. So it's a big event. So there's so much going on outside of just the game. But at the end of the day, you know, it's the result's going to be the difference between who's happy and who's not after this game. Whether it's your fans, your players, your coaches, it all comes down to the result. So interesting to see which way it goes.
So who's your tip?
Oh, Blues. I reckon Blues. I reckon they do it comfortably. I reckon they'll win by 12 points.
It's going to upset a few. Tim, great to have you. Can't wait for the commentary tonight. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks, legend. Appreciate it. Take care.
Tim Manor, SEN NRL commentator and part of the call team for tonight's State of Origin decider at Suncorp Stadium. So you'll hear that on SEN. And it's all thanks to Work Locker, Karen Downs and Pakenham. Workwear for wherever you work. Time to take a break and wrap it all up after this. Great to have your company on Dwayne's World for On Deck. On Deck business loans, funding possible. The same business day.